Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I want to ask you about testing of students. Could you just clarify what the governor meant? Who should test the students, the schools or government?
Yeah, the New York State Department of Health guidance pertaining to the opening of schools is very clear that there has to be temperature checks, there has to be regular screening, there has to be a protocol in place if someone does end up testing positive. And so, you know, we're working with the schools and we're trying to have more broad-based testing capabilities available. So if there's any symptoms or any concerns, that children can be tested. Well, the other question is going to be contact tracing, identifying who the students have been in contact. Was it just limited to one classroom? And that's one of the reasons we want to make sure that there's these cohorts where children are kept basically with the same children throughout the day, the same teachers if possible, so to limit the number of children who could be exposed or teachers who could be exposed if indeed a case does arise.
Is it going to be the responsibility of the schools to have to pay for all the individual tests for the kids?
Well, that's still being worked out right now. I mean, our objective is to do the temperature screening and other ways to identify sort of a preemptive way to know whether there's a problem with an individual student. And so we're also working to expand the testing capabilities. I work with the counties every single day on our control room call, and we're trying to make sure that the capabilities are available for schools that want to do this as well.
What's your message to teachers, to parents who are just frustrated by this whole process, because we're only about a month away from the start of school year and they have no idea what's going on?
Right, and that's why we had a deadline of the end of July for the school district to have had the entire summer to work on their plans. They knew since March there would be a reopening. This is not a surprise. They've also seen, as we open each of the phases, there has always been a requirement, social distancing, disinfecting protocols, and making sure that masks are worn. So schools have known for a while they should be engaging and should have been engaging parents, teachers, and others involved in this process. So at this point, at the end of July, and we had a requirement at the end of July, they submit their plans, and the governor has said, based on whether or not the testing rates are at a less than 5% positive rate in a region, we'll be able to give the okay to open hopefully later this week. But that's up to the governor to make that call, and it'll happen in a matter of days. So then you have that time to prepare the classrooms and get ready.
Let's say there's just no school at all. They can't go back in September and they'd have to do homeschooling. Do you think that's going to mean just a long-term loss in the educational impact that would have compared to the in-classroom? How much do you think it would affect kids if they have to be schooled from home?
No, it's all devastating. I mean, we're dealing with a pandemic here. We have not had a playbook on how to deal with the reopening of a school. Ideally, the students are in school in a safe environment. Safe environment comes first, school second. We want to have in-classroom learning as much as possible, but to the extent that some students have to go just a few days a week so you can have time for disinfecting, to minimize the number of students in close proximity to each other, that has to happen. Again, this is a temporary phenomenon. It was really rough through the spring trying to do the distance learning. We learned a lot from the way that was rolled out. There was no preparation. Schools couldn't prepare. Teachers couldn't prepare. Parents couldn't prepare for this. Now we know that that could be part of the way that education is handled just in the short term while we work through getting a vaccination. And eventually we can say that we're safe to go 5 days a week again.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.